Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz. Read by Jason Langley. The striking of the grandfather clock echoed down the corridor through the open doors of the library where the assembled household waited nervously. Each chime seemed to ratchet the tension in the room, and as the clock struck its ninth and final chord, Inspector Punt instinctively checked his pocket watch.
"This is a bloody farce, Punt. Why have you called us here?" railed Lord Ashby.
"I beg your patience, my lord. This whole nasty episode has been distressing for everyone in the village, but I am sure that you will be satisfied with the conclusion I have drawn,"
Punt replied.
"Well, bloody get on with it."
"Calm down, dear. Remember, the doctor said you're not to get agitated," pleaded Lady Ashby.
"I'll calm down when this circus is over, and I can finally have some peace in my own home."
Lord Ashby's tirade did little to quell the palpable sense of unease in the room. Jack tried to catch the eye of Hugo, who was holding tightly onto his own wrist in an effort to stop the shaking. This hadn't gone unnoticed by Punt, who himself was beginning to shift from foot to foot in anticipation.
"Please, if you'll all bear with us for just a moment more, all will become clear and this whole business will be done with."
Chief Constable Murray did his best to appease the assembly, but his glance to Punt betrayed the fact that even he was in the dark as to who they were waiting for. At that moment, the sound of Jones's immaculate Oxfords on the parquet of the hallway drew everyone's gaze to the door. As he entered with typical bureaucratic efficiency, he gave the subtlest of nods to Punt, who seemed to come alive in the moment, as though a spotlight had been snapped on.
"I don't believe I have ever encountered a case as perplexing as this. A young girl vanished, an elderly and much-loved reverend murdered in his own church, and a robbery of jewels from one of the most complex and seemingly impenetrable vaults in the country. Three astonishing mysteries, all with no apparent connection. I have to admit, for a long time I was unable to make any sense of it, and I feared I would have to disappoint you all."